when I said that I inhabit the praises of my people, I meant that I inhabit the praises of my people. This part of your offering to me is well pleasing, saith the Spirit of grace. But I would encourage you outside of these walls to take this with you into your private place. There is no substitute. There is no substitute, saith the Spirit of grace, for this in your life. Nothing can substitute it. And it provides for you something that nothing else can. I would encourage you as the Spirit of encouragement. Do not forget this particular limb. When I said that you would raise up the foundations of many generations, as there has been foundation after foundation laid through every generation, that is every particular season that I have brought to this church. And I have taught you on tongues, and I've taught you on word, and I've taught you on fasting and meditation and confession, and I've taught you on worship. Let this foundation, which has been brought to you in other generations of time, in other seasons of time, let this foundation raise up and be strong in your life, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not forget this one. Practice it as part of your daily coming before me. This will add something to you, Palacaroso, that nothing else can, saith the Spirit of grace. There's nothing that can pull you out of moods that the flesh brings, or depression that Satan pushes the flesh with, stronger than deliberate worship. My word is a stalwart up front and bold stand, and will eventually turn any trial from tribulation to joy. But my word speaks continuously of the benefits. I wrote 150 chapters in the largest book of the Bible telling my people the benefits of praise. Do you not think this was not on my heart in a large way, saith the Spirit of grace? There's nothing that can pull you out of depression and out of moods and out of all kinds of the muck faster than deliberate worship. Add this to your repertoire. Add this to your daily diet in me, saith the Spirit of grace. And find that it begins to transition your heart and mind. Be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind, saith the Spirit of grace. For it is my desire to cause you to be renewed. Your disposition, the way that you look at things. The same facts are interpreted differently based on how my spirit is able to saturate your heart. One looks at a situation with great joy while another one is in despair. The facts are the same. The interpretation comes through you allowing me to change and transform and renew the disposition of your spirit through the exchange in this place of worship, saith the Spirit of grace. Carasolo bakote. Me carasote, yes, sir. You can't even see my word correctly. My revelation can't even get over to you correctly in fullness unless you're saturated and see things through my spirit. saith the Spirit of grace. Season your life with this. Season with salt of worship. Let this thing be part of your continual life in me, saith the Spirit of grace.